Bring up Bert. We want some Bert.
Okay. Is that Bert?
Yes, yeah, Bert. That's Happy New Year, Carolyn, Bob, and Ion. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bert.
Hey, Ion.
They've been waiting on you.
I have a... Yes, I know. How should we start this time?
It's your story. We're just telling it.
I have a question about the blood when it's circulating in the body of someone who's on a complete informalist. I remember reading a yogic text, although I know you don't believe in the yogic boo-boo, but is the blood actually liquid when it's circulating in the body, or is it in a gaseous form?
Both.
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 And that's consistently throughout the whole body? Or is it just certain parts of the body that's both?
So far.
Will that change?
Yes.
Is that change that you just touched on, is that as one progresses in ascension, that it will change?
You got to say it a different way.
Is there a process initiated for that to change? Meaning that as the process goes, then the blood will become more of a gas.
No, it's not like that. It's in a gaseous state. Do you know, you're going to need Carolyn, and you're not going to know how to do this. When you're pulling a blood gas, it's the same process. When you're doing an arterial test, okay, from a vein, but from an artery, it's a much bigger deal. Where they pull a blood gas off of the blood, it will help.
Okay.
So when you start talking like that, she can have a very articulate, correct conversation regarding it. Where you're asking a good question, but not topically applicable.
So Ion, when you talk about the blood being in a gaseous state, it's not so much blood is floating around like a gas, it's the blood gases, mostly the oxygen as a gas in the blood that you're talking about. Is that correct?
That is precisely the correct, and that's the part that's changing. It's where you will lose your RH factor.
We lose our RH factor, we lose our oxygen. So as the oxygen is replaced, is hydrogen or an aspect of hydrogen going to be the major blood gas?
And oxygen and argon.
You're right. I know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get that, Bert? It's not that blood is floating around as a gas. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yes.
Blood gases.
Thanks, Carolyn. Thanks.
See how she makes it so much easier. See how Carolyn makes everything
just so much easier. It's an oxygen gas in the blood.
See how she makes everything just normal. I mean, there's no bullshit. Yes. It's just right down to it, and you got it. There's no crap. It's great. It's just wonderful.
Yes. Thanks, Carolyn.
Let me just clarify, though. It's I looked it up. It's oxygen and carbon dioxide in the blood. And both of them, the carbon dioxide, CO2, that O2 is going to be diminished, so there's going to be less carbon dioxide, less oxygen, and more hydrogen. And argon. Argon is the third, what did you say today? Argon is the third most prolific element?
Yeah. Element.
Element.
There's more third
in
most
what?
Of it,
in the atmosphere?
In the world.
In the world. Mm. So, but we don't measure argon. It's the body.
Too much to measure. Too much to measure. You have no way to measure.
Argon makes up 0.93% of the Earth's atmosphere, making it the third most abundant gas. Let's look up then argon in the body, in the human body. It's the third noble gas in period eight, makes up 1%, about 1% of the Earth's atmosphere, approximately the same solubility as oxygen. So it'll replace oxygen. And it is 2.5 times as soluble in water as nitrogen. This chemically inert element is colorless, odorless. Argon, the human body, the total amount in the body is very small. So as we ascend, you know, as the environment changes, it sounds like the total amount of argon in the body is no longer going to be small. Is that correct, Dion?
That is precisely exactly correct, Dr. Dean.
Back to you, Bert.
Oh.
Okay, enough of all that foolishness. Now we want to talk about the meat sack body. Tell us about.
No, please. Leave his body alone.
No, damn. We worked for it really hard this time, and he's halfway. He's had 2 weeks off. He's been on a seat of nothing, and he's still doing wonderful things. So we want to know. Tell us now.
I knew that you were going to ask this because yesterday I've hit another level. I have a new body. I mean, I am heavy, man. It's a new body. I do pull-ups and dips. That's my normal routine, and I have. It's like starting over again.
We heard all about this a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I did all X-ray for being careless about you, Bert. We do. Remember that, Carol? We went to Bert's body. We sat there and looked at it. We poked around. I didn't say, well, this is going to change. He's going to lose a leg or two. A new limb will grow on. Oh, it's incredible. It's basically, you're turning into a monster there.
Yeah.
So you're just catching up with us, Bert.
Yeah, I think
that. And I just want to say, the argon in ring one of the angel diagram is neon, krypton, xenon, and argon. So what is significant about neon and krypton, Carol?
Well, I'm just looking up the major constituents of dry air by volume. Nitrogen is 78%, oxygen like 21%, argon almost 1%, carbon dioxide 0.04%. Next one is neon.
Oh, that's here.
0.0018%. Then helium, and then methane.
So they're called the noble gases. I don't know if there's just four of them, but that's what they're called here in ring one. So anyways, argon is an important part of the angel diagram, Bert.
Yeah, Ion's been talking about argon forever.
So let's sit back and watch Bert learn about his body. We'll mute and let you explore, Bert, and see if you catch up to what we know.
Also, argon's connected to the angels. Is argon still connected to the angels, Ion?
Yeah.
That's right. They're made up of argon, aren't they?
Angels and argon. Wow. So, that implies we'll become more angelic, but that's not the case. The angels are...
No.
I mean, they're
just... become less than...
What?
Their form, see, the Nephilim and the Nephilim are in an earth form, body human anyway. So it's how that applies, remember?
Well, wait, is Nephilim made up of argon?
They're angels, Bob, so yeah.
So they're made up of argon. So what were you saying was reversed? Is that what he said, Carol? Something's reversed?
No. We said that the body of an angel has the same aspect as humans because the Nephilim and the Seraphim was when angels mated with humans. So it would have to be the same construct in the meat sack body, or it would be too weird, wouldn't it?
You mean that's why they could mate, because they already had similarities, or the mating caused the similarities?
No, they're very close.
So that's the mixture of the angel and the human in the angel diagram. The mixture of their chemistry is in the diagram.
That's why the Nephilim, and that's why the Nephilim are what you call superhumans, like Bert. Tell us more. Tell us more.
Both of you are a monster, Bert.
Yeah.
Bert is a Nephilim.
Bert's a Nephilim. Talk to the Nephilim.
Yeah.
So tell us more.
Ion, I've been lazy actually for the last 2 weeks because I haven't worked. So I haven't really been doing any training. But yesterday I really attempted to go back to doing pull-ups and dips. And to my surprise, it's like starting all over again because my weight, my body weight is a lot heavier than it used. I believe I'm about almost 220 pounds now. And it's a new body. I'm getting used to it, but yesterday I really noticed that I had to get used to it. It's freaky.
Tell us about the feeling place of this body.
It's a deep feeling, really deep feeling.
Bob says there's too many words. You don't make any sense what you're saying, so I'll say it a different way.
Okay, the feeling place is a very large feeling place. That's the only way I can describe it.
What's your chest measurement?
I have a correction. I was quoted a couple weeks ago because I was all nervous and I looked at my notes. My chest is almost 48 inches. It's 48.75, but my shoulders are 54 inches.
Exactly right.
And my waist has gotten smaller. So I have like a 33 inches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, Carolyn, so he's still in proportioned. He is still proportioned. She thought we were going to make him.
Yeah, but he's a linebacker. He could hire himself out as a 2 bodyguard. That's huge.
I know. Well, but at least we wanted to have something to work with, didn't we?
What's the point of blowing him up?
Yeah, thank you, Carolyn.
Oh,
thank you.
We'll let you know. we'll let you know.
Okay. We are the experiment. That's it. We are the experiment.
Yes.
Happening, though. Okay, so tell us more.
We talked earlier about muscles, okay? Muscles and the muscles that I'm familiar with, you know, arms, legs, calf muscles, all that stuff. But the abdominal muscles are really different now. My horror abdominal muscles, there's really...
Your obliques. Your obliques are opening. They're opening.
That's what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I had the big girl feeling like a month ago or 3 weeks ago, but now it's something different. It's really, sometimes I do feel like a monster in that area. That's what I was saying, a feeling place. That's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So those muscles are different. The muscles in the abdominal muscles will be different than all the other muscles in the body. Is that correct?
They already are. Because, see, they're the muscles that aren't really connected to anything. They hold you together, but they don't have a function. They don't have a function. It's not like you need them to be able to walk. You need them to hold your guts in place. That's really all they do.
Yeah.
But now, the looky look that you're trying to achieve, that's a little different thing. So we have to see.
But, see, the looky look that I'm trying to achieve, it does happen, but sometimes, I mean... I can just eat a little thing, and then all of a sudden I feel like a bloated toad or a tick on a Georgia bulldog. But then after maybe an hour, it goes away. But I still feel really large and powerful feeling there. That's why I asked.
Can you still touch your toes?
Yes. That's the weird thing about it is that I can do everything that I used to could do, but it's just on a larger size. Which is the adjustment part.
Now, you're not doing the rope-a-dope, though, right? Don't do the rope-a-dope, or you'll get prison.
Oh, I did that last night.
You'll get prison back, and you'll be very unhappy.
I just did rope-a-dope last night just to test myself, but...
How did it go?
Yeah, okay, I won't do that.
No, how did it go? You're in it now.
It's tough. I mean, rope-a-dope has always been tough, but I really... could feel that if I kept doing that, it would be okay. Here's a question. I'm jumping around. Ion, the muscles now respond almost immediately after I train, meaning the growth.
Mm-hmm. It's different. You're not trying to get water to go into your meat sack muscles. You're not trying to do that. Now you actually have muscle. You're not getting water.
Yeah.
Into muscle. That's the difference. You're not trying to make a memory anymore. You have the muscle. All right, now we have a problem with your lats. Remember, we told you to do the lawnmowers, and you did them. Now, what are you going to do with your lats? If you're not careful, you're going to become a cobra head. You know, cobra head?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to leave them alone.
You also didn't want that either. Well, you also right. didn't want that either, did you?
No.
You know, so it's
not that big. Like I mean, okay.
Well, there,
I mean, it's
now
nice, but it's no, it's right at the point where it needs to be right now. Let's put it that way. So I'll stop doing lats. I mean, pull-ups, or just
no,
maybe hang
a
little bit.
You got to do pull-ups. You just don't do them wide. Do them close together.
Okay.
You know how to do this, silly boob. You know how to do this, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's different going back into it, Ion. That's the thing about this, is it's different going back into it.
Can you do dips standing on your head?
No.
Why?
If you're talking about a handstand where I get up against the wall, put my feet up against the wall, and do push-ups, if that's what you're calling a dip, yes, I can. But I haven't done them in a while. I need to try that. Put it this way. I used to do it in the upper body, but the new body, I can't. I mean, I have to let you know.
Do you know when you know what a dip bar is?
I have one, yes.
Okay. Well, you get up on the dip bar, and you basically invert on it and do the dips upside down on the dip bar and balance and suspend yourself without your feet on the damn wall and, you know, lecherous women holding you up and all that kind of crazy. You don't need all that.
That's going to be interesting.
Why not?
Well, in the old body, I can do that.
Stop. We know. That's not the conversation.
Okay, I will.
You already know what you can do. We're going to start working on some things that you can't do. You spend a lot of time telling us how you're blowed up and you're perfect and you're this and you're that. That's all wonderful. But now you're saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't do that anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't do that. So we're going to give you things you can do. Because if you don't go to failure, how many push-ups can you do now?
Well, I can zip out like 30 to 40, like zip. But I used to could do 100. That's the thing I'm saying about the weight. The weight of my body is different. That's why I say I have to get used to it. That's what I did more last week, push-ups of anything, to get just back to that basic exercise. I used to can zip 100 out, but now, man, with this body weight on him, it's like 30, and I'm like engorged with rivers of blood when I do push-ups now.
Yes, that's good.
So, no, but it'll be fun to try out this new set that I have now, or body. So inverted dips, okay, that's going to be, And just extend myself up, hold, yeah, that's going to be. Shouldn't I practice handstands first, Ion? I haven't done handstands.
Okay. Okay.
I'll practice handstands in this
you've
new body, the weak.
It's the thing, you've never done it in a new body. You may just be pip right up there and do it. If you have all this mass, it'll balance you. If you're all that in a bag of chips, you should be able to balance yourself perfectly.
All right.
Whether or not you're inverted should have nothing to do with it. Then you're going to do it on one hand. Don't fuck with us,
Boy.
We know how this works.
Okay, Ion, what is that with my left hand in between the thumb and the index finger?
Your line. Your M. You have an M on your palm. It's your M.
I mean, that strange feeling that I have.
Your M. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's an M. You have an M in your hand. Look at it. Can you see the M in your hand?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, you have an M.
But I'm talking about that. I put magnesium on it for 3 nights. It's better now because of the magnesium, but before it was quite an annoying pain, and my pain threshold is pretty good, but that was, I jammed his thumb a long time ago. That's why I thought it was like, okay, but anyway, all right, it's an M. Can I go on my next question?
You've activated, you're activated, So you're going to have this. We're quietly letting this be. We're quietly didn't say too much. Well, we did say a little bit. Well, we did talk about it. Well, we have access. Yeah, we've examined you pretty thoroughly. Yeah, there's little left of you that we haven't gone through, but that's okay. You're still making tons and tons and tons of earwax, and that's good.
But, Ian, that's weird because, I mean, it must be invisible because I haven't seen much.
It's coming.
Can I go on?
No. And now, let's talk about your glutes. Gluteus
okay.
maximus. What are we going to do with your butt?
I work on that every day. I work on that when I walk. I'm able to use my glutes when I walk now.
Mm. Okay, well, that's good. How about your dips? I mean, your squats.
That's part of what I'm using to work on to actually work on my butt now.
Okay.
As well as standing on one leg each time.
Yeah.
Standing on one leg each
time. That's good.
I think it's coming back, Carolyn. Didn't Ion go on about how fucking obsessed Bert is with his physique? I mean, this is fucking ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah,
stop
Bert,
him. Stop them both.
Ion is teasing you. He's going to have you do this for the next 6 years. Give it up. You got
okay,
a physique.
Let me, okay.
Bring up.
Right.
Go back to the angel diagram. Analyze Finnegan's Wake. Jesus Christ, Bert. He's leading you down to a
good.
Terrible ending.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Good. I'm good. Hey, Ion.
Yeah.
Ion, our emotions.
Come up and see the moon, Bob, right now. Come on up, Bob.
I'm going up to see the moon now, Bert. You're not, and I am.
Right.
See, Bert?
At this moment, Ion, are emotions still part of non-physical?
Yes.
But you are moving into the physical. So does that mean that non-physical is changing?
Yes.
Is there a chemical equation to that change?
Yes.
Is that chemical equation the equation for the new environment,
or is it
the? It's not. Can you give me the equation?
Yes.
Is it composed of hydrogen and carbon, as in like super sugar, or is it a more complex formula? Of non-physical.
More complex.
Is that part of Ring 12?
Leading the witness. Question is leading. Repose.
Okay.
Hey, Bert, are you getting the chemistry of non-physical?
Yes.
You see, people, you may be sick of hearing about Bert's shit, but look where it led. We actually never did this before, did we? The chemistry of non-physical, that's pretty good.
We had to get him out of
that's
his
That's why
mind.
You should never leave, and it doesn't matter how boring the fucking person is talking. It's about you, people. It's always about you.
We had to get him out of his mind and back in his body. That's what we did.
Yeah, I caused this. I brought up your fucking obsession. We got new knowledge out of that.
Once he's out of his mind, he stops using his mind to compete with his body. Because now his body's taken over. His body is doing things that his mind says he can't do. That's the part of ascension, because it's not a thinking man's game. And we didn't even have to do a lobotomy or nothing. He's doing all right.
Okay.
The lobotomy or nothing. We didn't do a lobotomy.
We won't have to. Now he's got it. The body's going to beat him every time. If you only knew what your thalamus was doing, you would be so astounded. Keanu, we may have to get him a kitty cat scan. What do you think? Or a nice MRI. He might blow that up.
No, Ion. I am not going into the medical people at this condition. No. Thank you.
You shouldn't. Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
They would. It would not be good. You could get you some Obamacare. You'd probably be all right.
Well, thank you. Ion, let's go back to
the Bert, little background to your scene. Eliza's here is trying to interrupt your session. She's asking questions about her relatives that on the chat line, trying to distract you. Or I don't know what she's doing. Very selfish, Eliza. Oh, sorry, that's not Eliza. That's Ellie. No, it is Eliza. Ellie came in, confused me. She wants to know what Eliza's question means. Ion, you can answer Eliza the same time you're asking Bert.
Sure.
Okay. Well, all right. All right. But, Bert, just know that people are jumping in. They're so bored of your topic. They're trying to interrupt.
Sorry, everybody.
No, I'm all for Bert. You discovered the physical, non-physical chemistry. That's pretty good, Bert.
Ion, all the emotions are in ring 12 of the angel diagrams. So there's a chemical equation for ring 12.
There he is.
I don't know why you say the emotions are in ring 12. Did Ion just say that, Bert?
Yes. Ring 12 has...
Well, you got the higher emotions. You got the higher emotions
that's
in 9,
ring
8 or 9. Remember Job? Yeah,
nine.
Job's higher emotions.
But the potential for all the other emotions are in ring 12. All motion. Ion, so this chemical formula, the elements in this formula, are they elements that are, but they're not on our periodic table? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Hey, Bert, you in the 12th ring, there's a lot of trigonometry and geometry. Isn't that interesting that is a make? It's mathematical. Emotions are angular and mathematical. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Correct, Ion? Am I suppositioning correctly here?
You're close.
Okay, just close, Bert. Don't take it too seriously. I'm only close.
No, but you hit on a point, a question I always had that I've had for like 3 weeks. Ion, in the dodecahedron, and you say that you were in every angle degree, would that be a representation of these elements that are present on the periodic table?
Not implicitly, but yes.
These elements that aren't on the periodic table that are in every angle degree, which represent Ion, are these elements part of the real physical or the new physical?
Why don't we just call it the God?
The God.
The God Dang. Physical. Why are you seeing so surprised? Did you not believe us when we told you were going to ascend? You guys are acting
The
original sin or something. We told you.
Calm down, Bert. Calm down.
Now it's happening, and they're like, "Oh my God, I'm a God. Oh God, oh
listen
God."
To listen to Ion. He's lying down on his pillow.
Yeah.
He's kind of talking away.
You need that bonbon. He gets a bonbon. He's smoking a pipe. Oh God.
He's definitely on a pillow, though.
Okay, Ion, thanks for that. I have to go back and listen. Oh, also, when you were talking to Ion, I heard you say that.
When who was talking to Ion? You're addressing Ion, Bert. When Ion was talking to itself, yes. Good question.
When you were talking to Leon, Ion, when you were talking to Leon, you mentioned osmium was not in the Ark of the Covenant.
That's correct. No, it was in the Ark of the Covenant.
It was in the Ark of the Covenant.
We said it was, not it wasn't.
Was osmium in Joseph's bones, or was it part of the Ark? The box.
Both.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't touch on osmium because I have some questions, but I haven't really fully developed. I just took notes on them. Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little bit with some news questions. There was a dinosaur tail found 4 weeks ago in Myanmar in amber. Was that just placed? To be found?
Yep. Bob did it last Tuesday.
But it was a fully intact tail, which is something that they, most of the research they have on dinosaurs, it's all like clips, but this is a fully intact tail of a dinosaur. So is that a sign that the dinosaurs are appearing and able
coming
to
back.
Place?
They're coming back. Coming back. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you're coming to. Good.
So the scientists are going to take cells, going to take the DNA, and start making a Jurassic Park, correct?
Well, that's a big waste, but it did prove the point of how they had to engineer lysine into the dinosaurs so they could control them, remember?
Right. Yes. Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
It was a pretty ridiculous movie, but we had to get the point. And then you go to the reptiles. Remember the eggs? The eggs
yeah.
shifted. The agar that they were using. That's where the
yeah.
morphing took place.
The morphing?
They couldn't reproduce, but the frogs were asexual. So they used those as the agar, which allowed them, the dinosaurs, to reproduce, and they weren't supposed to be able to do that. Otherwise, they'd take over the world again.
You know, Bert, it's interesting. Your topics, maybe Jermaine, maybe Chaz, they're touching on stuff we talked about this past week with Ion.
Why do you think we said fetch him, Bob?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Hey, Ion, I found an article on the 6th of December where they say they found cosmic dust on the rooftops in Paris. Was this actually cosmic dust or was it residue from Carolyn and Bob's visit? Paris.
That's right. Was it Bob or Carol or was it Roxy?
What's the difference?
That's the
what's
way
the difference? What's,
or was
what's
it Memorex?
What's the difference?
That's good. What's the difference, Bert? Cosmic dust and Bob, no difference.
Okay, I just found that interesting when I saw that. I'm like, wow.
We just lost five listeners. They said, what? This is a cult, and they hung up, Bert. just lost five.
Thank God.
Listeners.
Good.
Yeah, congratulations.
Block them. Don't ever let them back on. That's good.
Okay, I have one more question, Ian, and it's sort of like work-related, but it's a cloud-related question.
No, we're going to talk about your fingernails first. You want to give it up now,
okay.
or you want us to poke it out
of you?
That's a
joke, Bert. You're going to talk about your fingernails.
Oh, Ian. I mean, you know, I know what's going on now with my body. I really appreciate what you're doing. But go ahead.
Yeah, just tell them to buzz off. It's your body, Bert. Tell them to buzz off. Stay away from
it. No,
what'd you say, Ion? Did you say, no, it's not?
No, it's not. It's God's body.
God's body.
Well, Bert claims his God body. So there.
Yes, but it touches on something Ion has said, Carolyn. I've heard you say, numerous people, that you say you have our inhalation and exhalation, that you are taking over our autonomy.
We are insight.
You are insight.
Yeah, I used that word for the first time the other day in a private session. That's right. He was making something oddly using the word insight. Didn't have the normal meaning. He just did it again. So you can probe that, Bert. Is that a pun on the inner kingdom, on inside, insight?
No.
Is it an N-S-I-G-H-T?
You can exhale an insight.
Oh, I-N-C-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
To insight.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think of that the other day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Insight.
To incite ascension. Bert, there's that song. Riot going on in cell block 9. That would be a particular part of the subatomic cell.
Hmm.
9, the ninth gate. Oh, now it's coming together. That was an important rock and roll song, I think, in the 50s. Talking to our subatomic particles.
The insight you're referencing, that come from the, that comes, does that, is that the, a sense activation within the autonomic system?
Correct.
So, Bert, do you get this? Insight, S-I-G-H-T, / insight. When you get an insight, you're inciting yourself, E-N-C-I-T-E. So it's a good pun there, Bert. You catalyze yourself. Okay, on to your question, whatever it was going to be.
Autonomic system. Ion, I was reading in Don Thiel's book, Beyond the Word.
What did he say about it? I missed a sentence before. He brought up the autonomic. You asked about insight and inciting your autonomic system?
Yes, I asked if the insight was a reference to a sense perception from the autonomic system. And they said yes. So, Ion, is that an activation of new senses coming from the autonomic system? Instead of the normal five senses that we have?
You have six senses.
That's what the Zen book I read 40, 50 years ago said. Six senses. Now, I used to think, well, that's the mind. But you may have hit on an important point. The digital environment is an extension of the proprioceptive or the autonomic system. You may have come to the core of the Android meme here in body parts. So go back to your question, whatever it was you were saying.
Okay, Ion, this insight that you referenced in the autonomic system, is that an activation of other senses, or is it the overall sense from non-physical, or the physical, the new physical part?
It's the reappropriation of those applications of senses.
What is the reappropriation? The autonomic system?
The emotions. They're being reassessed.
Influence the senses, is what you're saying, Ion. That's the interplay of the physical, non-physical, and the labyrinth of the mind, where you're emphasizing the contribution of the emotions in the trifecta. Is that what you're getting at, Ion? Not enough words? Not enough words, Ion?
Too many words. Too many words.
I got him. He tried to say too many words.
Too many words.
Fucking with
too many words.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't even, it's so many words, yeah. You can't even send yourself an email to remind you what the topic was. Okay, Bob, you tell us the topic and we'll answer the question. How about that?
Yeah, okay. But go ahead, Bert. Go ahead, Bert. You should see the chaos, the riot going on in the chat line. People are demanding, answer me. Somebody says, I command to be heard. I think he meant to be heard. He doesn't even know he misspelled it.
No. Hard. It's hard. He wants to be hard. See, he has an erection right now.
Yeah.
It's all good.
He wants to be harder than his husband.
Positive prompted propaganda.
I am going back to the senses. I read in Don Field's book, Beyond the Word, he says that sense can be considered as the fourth dimension. Would that be a correct observation?
Tell us what you think the fourth dimension is, other than the musical group.
I don't know.
So to answer that question wouldn't help you much, then, would it?
No, it would
yeah,
not.
Bert,
it opens up another question.
Words you don't even know what you mean.
No, I'm just pulling something out of a book and asking Ion, Bob.
Yeah, it's not your question. You're asking for the rest of us. That's good. That's good, Bert. Yeah. Don't hold Bert. He's just dominating the question, Ion.
So it's the fourth dimension and an ascension dimension?
Not necessarily.
The fourth dimension would be non-physical in the broadest generalization. Now, if Ion uses terms like realms, dimensions, and worlds, then it's a different meaning. But I think Einstein and Marcel Duchamp, they all talked about the fourth dimension 120 years ago. They meant something beyond what you could see. They could have even just meant the acoustic.
They meant acoustic environmental space. They were saying there has to be room for everything else. And then you have quarks that fuck that up. And then you have everything else running that makes it even more crazy. So it's like, and then you take time out of the soup, and now there's nothing. It's like day after yesterday.
They went to the non-visual and the electric effect, and then they kept trying to visualize what they couldn't see. But there was a moment there they were appreciating the non-visual. Then the Copenhagen conference and the physicists came in, all those famous names, and put it back into the visual. As Ion says, they fucked it up.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how much you don't hear about CERN lately?
Yes, that's a good point, Ion. Bert, you missed that point. You're right there. Bert, are they talking about CERN in your neighborhood? No.
No, you hear nothing.
You know what to do, Bert? They're all busy listening to the archives. They took a couple of years. Oh, we got to go catch up. They're all listening to the archives.
Ion, is there something behind that? I mean, is it because they're listening to the archives? Is that the case?
You have to ask in a different way.
Eliza goes, what's up with CERN? I guess she's saying that after Ion brought it up. Or did Ion, did Eliza prompt you to mention CERN, Ion? No, I don't think so.
She did it after we said it.
What are they doing at CERN that makes you point this out, that there's no publicity? Have they broken the machine?
They've opened a service portal.
Yeah, which you predicted, I think. You were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And are they going to tell their funders? Do the funders know?
No, they're not. Because, see, you remember the Squidbillies episode where they had to get the horse swallower because he had an 8-ball fueled weekend of debauchery and killed the slut. They wanted to make this hole, black hole, to put Grandpa Pee-Pee and the whore in. Bingo, put Bingo in there, his daddy. In the hole, so he wouldn't have to be at the home no more. So get that one on Squidbillies. God's Bro. God's Bro episode. That'll tell you all about it.
Now, they'll come home within the next couple of days of the game. That fucking Ion was talking, exposing our thing again. That's what's going to happen among hockey and those guys, right? They're going to be emailing about how they heard Ion talk about it. Right? Correct, Ion? Computer doesn't say.
Well, we got to be careful.
We got to be careful, Carol. They probably aren't served. Listen to the archive, or they're just doing their work, and they've got us on. Oh, they're all there. Oh, payday's on. We got to listen. Who's listening? I got it. I'll take a lunch break. I'll listen to the first hour. They're taking notes.
Yeah. Wait till the young Pope gets there. It'll be fun.
Hey, yeah, that's a TV show. I've been looking at that. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay, I have one final question.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't.
There are people who kiss on their hand 5 times. Another person 4 times. And people just demanding attention, which is nice. We'll get to you.
I have digital desktop infrastructure. It's performing worse than the normal network that we used to have. Is that a sign that a weakness of a cloud? Because it's sort of like a cloud infrastructure.
Okay, now listen. We're going to do this one more time. We had to make pornography so you could enjoy normal coitus. Do you understand?
Okay, yes.
Okay. We had to convince you that the mechanical bride would not fuck. We've done that. We have now made to engage is not a bad thing. To be is not a bad thing. We have convinced you that you don't need to know how to talk, write, or speak well, that you don't need grammar. We got rid of Garrison Keillor. There's no more running around. Everything is in your phone. Okay, it's not even in your computer anymore. It's in your phone. Now, all your pictures are now moved to the cloud. Then we made it about data, so we had to put it in the cloud. Then we had to make this imitation place to store everything so it would store, and that's great. But then we had to move it out of there so it would be safe, so it would be unhackable. So now the conversation is everything is there, and anybody can hack it, so everybody can have it. So we're going to have to move it somewhere where it's really safe. A really safe place. A really safe place. So we're going to fix a better place of our cloud. Then we're going to upload everything to it. And then we won't be having this conversation anymore. Then you won't have any information that we don't say you have or don't have. And you don't know anything now. You check everything now. You can't even tip-tap type, right? And the thing types for you. Hell, now you just put the microphone and speak, and it tells you what to say.
Are you saying then that's where we're getting ready to move to a whole nother way of engaging the chip body then?
Yes, by getting rid of the chip body.
So it'll be like an all-inclusive network with no wires. Would that be a good description? Or like a large Wi-Fi. I mean, you're connected, but you don't know where, but you are connected to the information.
It's like Delta Airlines, it gets you there, but where?
No, but it's just strange. Going back to this virtual desktop infrastructure, it's really shitty. I mean, I have to work with it, but it's really everything is slow. I mean, you go on the internet to try to access a website to access reports, and it's like how the internet would have been 10 years ago now with this virtual desktop. It's really shitty.
Make a new one.
I think I've already kind of done that. When I want to really get stuff, it works for me. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. See, if you can make the cheap body do what you made your body do, we wouldn't be having this conversation, would we?
No, but thank you for that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bob, I'm finished. Thank you for the time.
So you're okay with the hair stuff? Is that okay now, or do you want us to change it a little more?
Ion, I like it how it is, actually. I'm good with the hair. Thanks.
We can show you how to do this thing now. Just saying.
No, I'm all right how it is. He's on to
you. He knows you're just playing games, Ion. Come on. We're going to move on to something else that you can fool. Okay? Bert's caught off with the pattern. You're exposed, Ion. It's not going to work on Bert for a while.
Right. Until next
time. Okay, Bert, was that category, the last topic, the new cloud will replace our chip body? Is that a summary of the last 3 minutes?
Yes. Chip body will go away.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Ion, we're going to move on to someone else. Are you ready? Do you
know
who I'm going to pick, Ion?
Thanks,
Bert. Come back tomorrow.
Thanks, Bert.
You haven't been coming back enough,
do you
Bert.
Know,
you've been just
do you know,
one night.
Do you know,
back.
Do you know,
back.
Do you know tomorrow, do you know who we may not let come through, Bob?
The hacker. Prevent the hacker. He might prevent me from coming through, Carol. He's done that before.
That's
okay. So, nice. Do you have someone you prefer here? I got a big list of people.
We don't prefer, except Bert. We own Bert.
Well, someone had their hands up. You know, it's C.F. Apollyon, I think. Five times his hands come up. Sarah beat him. Sarah just went six times. Six times ahead, but let's go to CF, see if he dares to ask Ion a question or if he insults Ion. Go ahead. I think you're a CF Apollyon.
I think. Is it me?
Oh, it's not. I guess I had it wrong. I thought it was Apollyon. Who are you?
This is Ren.
Oh, Ren. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, sweet Ren.
W-R-Y-N-N, right?
Yes. Hi, Ion.
You sound weak.
Don't be weak. I've just been waiting a long time, too, like everyone else.
So?
But I'm so excited to get to talk
time.
Now.
Get that idea out of your head.
There you go.
You've just been enjoying yourself, learning from other people.
I have,
okay?
Actually.
You're not waiting.
That's very true. I wanted to ask you some questions about our house, Ion, the one that Augmentor and I are thinking about building. And we talked to you about this a little bit before, about the location and stuff, and you were talking about being close to a swamp and all of those other things that we got worked out. Now I am wondering about the size of the house, because what I have drawn up so far seems kind of big. Then we look at it again, and it just looks like it's what we need. Do you have any suggestions on this part of it?
Well, your footprint is how many square feet exactly?
It's about 3,000 square feet.
Double it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy to do. So another thing that we're thinking about for the house is doing it with the natural stone that's around there.
You'll make it too vanilla. You'll never get the grout right. So just do a nice facade. You're trying to make a wonderful house. Make a wonderful house. You can use that, but if you paint it with the picture that it is, you won't see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So
now your footprint that you've laid out, that you're making it so much, you thought three was big, six is nothing. I mean, you can build it 30,000 square feet and it would still be fine. But you don't have to use all 6,000 feet. But you will find by the time you get it built, you'll need that and a little bit more. So make sure that your flying joists and that your gables are attachable to add additions in the future.
You are just so amazing, Ion. I always love it every time you say something that I've already got in my mind.
Of course, naked, because you don't need all those gables, but you need to be able to connect. And you can't change the roof line, and that's expensive when you change a roof line. That's pricey.
Right.
See?
Okay, and which brings
ahead,
up...
Go ahead. Do not take anything less than those 14-foot ceilings.
Okay, that was one of the
things... 14. We know.
Okay. Then another thing you kind of brought up just a minute ago, you were talking about stuff being pricey. I remember when I talked to you way back at the beginning, and you said something about hurrying things up if I wanted you to rush things, and I said yes. Well, I realized that was on a different topic, but can we rush the house too? May we rush the house too?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Am I misunderstanding?
You said, may we rush the house, please? And we said, yes, please, rush it.
That's what I was hoping to hear.
Come on, give us one more good question before Bob plays some music.
Oh, no. We already listened to the Ticky Tacky song. August played it for me earlier. So when I say rush it, I mean that I would like to have our house finished by next Christmas. One of the reasons is because I don't want to have to live in a one-room cabin for a very long time. So is that reasonable?
But you still don't have. It would be reasonable, but you don't even have your floor plan together yet. So, no, get yourself together before you start. If you broke ground right now, you could, but you haven't, so get tight. All right? We'll see you in the morning,
okay.
Bob. Happy light beer, everybody.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you very much, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.